Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So you are married. You're married to your high school sweetheart, and you're getting a little older. You've got two kids who are teenagers, and your marriage is kind of on the rocks. And so you go to work one day, and when you come home, your teenage son has a friend over playing basketball, and you look at him, and he looks exactly like your husband did in high school. And he's like kind of hot. He's got like dreamy blue eyes. And you're like, wow, you're really attractive. And then your husband comes home. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Wow.
You take him to Bonetown.
Jesus.
Both of them?
But husband's home. Is he down?
I just threw that in because I thought it would be more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's always more interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yowza.
Wait, so what are your suspicions here? Do you think is somehow your husband's long-lost son?
Yeah, at first you thought it was a body swap, but then you realize maybe it's a long-lost son situation.
Wait, but your first thought was body swap?
Yeah,
well,
sure,
not like body swap, but like lightning bolt, age down kind of situation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a
reverse big.
A reverse big, and also like not that long.
Yeah.
Like not that young.
Oh, yes, well, a modified big.
Modified reverse big.
A reverse big. I think there is like, isn't that also a George Burns movie?
Reverse big?
Where he just, I think it's called 100 to Young or something, where George Burns just becomes a teenager.
Oh, it's reverse 13 going on 30 is what you're thinking of.
30 going on 13.
Yeah.
30 going on 13.
Oh, gross!
Ew. I think a little older, right?
Like 3 or 4 years older.
Yeah, 30 going on 21.
Yeah, 30 going on 17, or like if you were 17 for the second time.
17 again.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what movie this is from?
Yes, it's actually kind of charming.
What?
Well, because no, it's not like big. Okay, here's the other part there where it's reverse big. Nothing inappropriate happens. Except that a 17-year-old who is, or a body of a 17-year-old is inhabited by a man who realizes that he's been kind of neglecting his wife, and so he kind of flirts with his wife. But that's not, like, is that so wrong?
That's not worse than anything that happened in The Cobbler.
Cobbler.
I don't remember.
Cobbler. What are we saying? What?
Cobbler? That's the one where Adam Sandler, as a gift to his mother, inhabits the body of his dead father to romance and seduce her.
No.
Seduce her. He doesn't
Stop
go all
it.
The way. He doesn't go all the way. It's meant to be very sweet, but it
they
is.
They just do hand stuff.
It's just hand stuff.
Okay. No.
Wait, what? So, you buried. Okay. The actual plot of this.
Yeah, I screwed up the plot by having the husband come home. Let's pretend that's
No,
husband
no.
Come
I'm talking about Colin, talking about the plot of the
I
cobbler.
I don't want to talk about the cobbler anymore.
Let's talk about the cobbler. Talk about the cobbler.
It's off. This is that's horrible.
No,
that's
so it's
gross.
He's doing it with many different peoples.
Wait, so it's like a Bean John Malkovich situation?
Okay. Yeah, but it's, one of the people happens to be his dad, I think.
Does
yeah,
it have to do it, with making shoes?
Yes. He's so a he becomes whoever's shoes he wears while using his dad's magic sewing machine. Now,
okay, I'm sorry. Walk a mile in someone's shoes. I want to barf.
Is that the...
No, that's what I'm just thinking.
Okay,
yeah, that's what it is.
The actual tagline is saving the neighborhood one soul
at
S-O-L-E.
A time.
Oh.
It's mm-hmm. two souls at a time. Okay, that's stupid as hell.
10% also- on Rotten Tomatoes.
What the hell is this movie?
Why
this
did
was
you watch
the first
this?
Of Adam Sandler's like 10 movie Netflix deal. Remember when Adam Sandler invented the Netflix deal?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was the one.
I'm going to watch this tonight.
No.
I mean, enjoy it, I guess. Yeah, I don't think you should romance your mom.
I don't think you should bone your 17-year-old husband.
But she doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
So she's
okay,
good.
Big set a bar for disgustingness and inappropriateness.
Yeah.
17, again, doesn't get anywhere near that bar. It's literally like, because the story isn't really about, it's about a man coming to terms with what his life is. It's not his wife is just kind of, you know, a side character, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a romance between them. It's like, hey, you look cute, but you're a child. And he's like, I won't always be a child. And she's like, gross.
What?
You are right now. Get out of my house.
Yeah. Come back in 8 months.
No, come back as my husband.
It's Matthew Perry, right?
Yeah.
You
and
want
Zac
to
Efron.
If you have the option to take Zac Efron over Matthew Perry.
Take Zac Efron.
Come on.
No.
Especially knowing that he's still your husband.
Yeah. He's got the personality of like Matthew Perry, which is like borderline mean and washed up inside of the body.
A child's body.
Yeah. I mean, what more could you ask for?
But like a hot child's
a
body.
A child. And then, and I was going to say remember, but you guys haven't seen it. His daughter tries to hit on him, like, hard.
What?
Yeah, but she doesn't know.
So this is
just
like...
Because he's just a cute boy. That's actually less gross.
Than what?
Than him
flirting with your
wife? Yes. Because here's the thing. In any sort of body swap, reverse big sort of situation, the person who knows about the magic is responsible for everything that happens. The person who doesn't know about the sexually speaking, if you don't know that there's fucking magic tricks happening, it's not your fault.
Question of consent.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I need to rewatch this movie today just to double check. I don't think I don't think there's anything gross.
I made it gross
by the way I set this up as if there was like gonna be an affair. There's not gonna be an affair.
Well, it's not
just
an affair,
weird.
Right? Because it's him.
But also, like Patrick said, once the husband comes home, it's obviously a love child and then you have to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or there could still be magic involved, I guess, but it's a different kind of magic.
But you have to talk to your husband.
Okay,
well, what? No, go ahead, Kyle.
I was just going to pose another hot take. So
let's hear
you discover your husband's love child. He's 17. It looks exactly like he did back when you guys were in high school. And you confront him about it. And he's like, no, there's... must be magic involved.
I got
struck by lightning the other day.
Oh,
and
my
a young
God.
Version of me must
have. Pack your bags. Run away from this man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or insist that he gets struck by lightning again.
Okay. Yeah, prove it.
Can we
get struck again?
You come home from a long day of work.
Okay.
Your wife is there with a 17-year-old version of yourself. Do you go inside? What do you do?
No, oh, yeah.
She starts yelling at you about having an affair.
So you walk
do you remember this?
No, so you
is
walk
in. Is this time
in.
Traveling you?
I don't know.
No. So you walk in and you're like, what the fuck is this? and it's like a coincidence that this guy looks like you, and your wife is like, I thought it was you. Like, I thought you got struck by lightning.
I thought this was a reverse big. I was only going to do hand stuff.
And then you like look at the 17-year-old guy and he's like,
Oh my God. I mean, for me, if I'm dating someone who remembers in the moment of getting caught cheating on me that they need to reference like a reverse big, I'd be like, I love you, baby.
Marry me, baby.
That was fucking hilarious. All right. What do you guys need? Like another 15?
Yeah, jokes on me, I guess.
I'm just gonna grab a bubbly water and get going.
you mind if I talk about this on a podcast later?
Oh my God. I mean, that seems like something that I would not want to ship.
But it does seem like something that would be in a comic book.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you for helping me with that.
Guys, the Avengers game is out today, so we're talking Avengers anti-ships.
I want to play this game.
You do?
Yeah, well,
so what game is this that's coming out?
Look, it seems kind of whack. Like, it seems kind of whack that there's only five characters that you can start out with.
Hey, they're going to add Hawkeye. They're going to add Hawkeye.
Oh, that's the one I was waiting for.
Yeah.
What is the name of this game? Is it just called Avengers?
I believe it's just called Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay. Yeah.
And is this like a co-op team online kind of gauntlet style thing, like the last Avengers game that came out?
Both, right? Okay. You can do single player or multi.
Yeah, so we
could be an Avengers squad?
Yeah.
The four of us?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting until Hawkeye's on the team, and then I'll play with you guys.
Okay. I mean, that's what everyone's saying, right? They want to wait for Hawkeye.
Everyone's holding out for Hawkeye. Everyone's holding out for Spider-Man, I think.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, the thing that, like, it's a very weird, I get that it's different because it's not, like, top-down, like, you know, it's not like Avengers,
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Right, which that game is fucking tight. I love games like that.
Yeah, that game is fun as hell.
Yeah.
And this game promises similar things in that you can, like, collect different outfits and stuff, but, like, also, to me, it just doesn't really seem very good, but it's fine. I'll probably play it and I'll see if I like it.
It's got those like Destiny vibes.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm just not going to be excited to play with the people who are playing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I think that like most multiplayer, it will probably be pretty toxic.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just turn off that shit. I don't hear what anybody says. And does it make my gameplay harder to do because I'm not on voice comm? Yes. But oh, well, I mean, if you can get a group to play with you, I think it's fine. Like, the same for, like, you know, I've played, like, Friday the 13th. But I also play Dead by Daylight with random people. Oh, yeah, all the time. It's really fun. And, well, I mean, I think people hate me when they play with me because I do ditch people all the time and then they end up dying.
So, you are the troll. You turn off voice so you don't have to deal with the fact that you are the troll.
Yeah. No, like, literally, like, that Kelly is a hardcore troll now.
Yeah, no. And then I turn it on just to, like, call people virgins.
And rant about QAnon.
I don't do that. I really like that Ms. Marvel is the, like, protagonist character.
Yeah, she's like the POV character.
She's really cool. But that's the other thing. This game just seems so, like, it just seems like not low rent. It seems like corporate Marvel Ultimate Alliance to me. Because you could play as her in that, too.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh. I mean, the whole thing, yeah, feels a little like I want it to have that that Marvel quality of, like, here's just, you know, 20 million characters. Like,
that's what I want.
Call me when fucking Gwenpool is in this shit, right?
Hell, like, yeah, and that's yes.
That's what I want to get to.
But unfortunately, cuz that's the thing, the thing that was always really cool about Marvel Ultimate Alliance, right, was that you could play as, like, fucking Moon Knight and shit. Like, it was like,
yeah,
like, you could play as these people that maybe you weren't even familiar with, and then it would inspire you to start reading those comics.
Plus, you know, there's ever going to be a mutant in this, right?
No way. I mean, I think the licensing is too weird. It's so closely tied with the movies, especially because they got a lot of soundalikes. So, like, for Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they did not bother. Like, Thor's like, oh! And, like, it's like, not at all. Like, but for this, it's like, it just see, like, they very obviously designed the, like, PCAP and MCAP for the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like, you know what it seems like? It seems we're like, hello, fellow kids.
It does seem like that, where it's like, look, we know you like the MCU, so like, here's an Avengers team that looks, that sort of looks like, is made up of the same characters as the like MCU Avengers, but like, is just not right.
You know what it looks like? It looks like they got the people who play these characters at Disneyland.
Yes. Yes.
Like, not quite. Like, you get what they're going for, but you're like, oh no, you are not Captain America.
But look, even a not quite Loki, still pretty good.
Still pretty hot. Still pretty hot. I mean, and that's the other thing. Will we ever, like, because I think in MUA, you can play as Loki.
Yeah, like, I think so.
I don't even, it's fine. I'll probably play it and we'll see how it is. But it's,
but
I'm not excited for it.
You're
Where are you going to get it? Okay, on PlayStation or elsewhere?
PC, probably. I'm curious if there's, is there cross compatibility?
So not at launch, and Spider-Man, when he comes out, is a PlayStation exclusive.
What the shit?
Mm. He won't be coming to other platforms.
I hate, like, I like gaming on my PS4, but I don't like streaming with it because it's like,
oh, it's
just
so
on startup.
Fucking loud.
It's so loud.
I just played through Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and first of all, that game is buggy as shit. But my PlayStation was chugging the whole time, like screaming at me. Yeah. It's so loud.
Just the menu screen for Last of Us 2.
Yep, yep.
It was like, and I was like, it's getting really hot. So I don't know, man. Fine, maybe I'll play stupid PS4. I mean, I love my PS4, but
yeah, you want options. You want the option.
Yeah. And I, especially for multiplayer, just always do cross at the beginning. Always do it.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. So, obviously, we're talking. This game is like one of the most divisive games.
Yes.
This year, for the reasons that we've kind of talked about, and then also like more edgelordy reasons, that's fine.
I mean, The Last of Us 2 also came out this year, also pretty divisive.
And I would say that's number one, right? Yeah. I think that's like the most divisive game, which I love that game, but fine.
Me too!
If you don't like that game, then it probably means that you are a bigot!
Abby and Lev are the best. We don't need to talk about it, but they're the best.
We don't need to talk about it. Your heroes can be flawed, and if realizing that all, like, this is like, oh my god. Okay, I can't even. It's fine.
I know. I was trying to figure out a way for our next episode to talk about Last of Us 2, but like, you can't do it without spoiling the fuck out of it.
I know.
We'll talk later.
We'll talk later. Okay. So we're doing anti-ships from Marvel, right?
Yeah. Does anyone have, or anti-ships or an unshippable?
Thaddeus Ross.
Thunderbolt Thaddeus Ross, unshippable?
Unshippable. He is bureaucratic, a shitty person. He's anti-science unless he can control it. I can't be happy with him in any relationship. He deserves to die alone.
Yeah.
Soon.
I don't think, you know, okay, hold. You know who might be, are we thinking like Marvel in general? Or are we thinking like specifically
specifically MCU? I think
we can.
Or specifically like Marvel. Yeah. MCU. Yeah.
I don't think we have to. I mean, for unshippables, if you're if we're going to solve an unshippable with something from the comics, that's great.
Okay. Well, or I have one that maybe is like bad for the world if these two people get together.
Ooh.
Fuck. Why is his name?
I want to hear the bad description of him.
Bolivar Trask. Look, okay. This isn't good. This is not good. This is not good for anybody. I'm just trying to think of someone that like equally is like, look, he likes, oh, but here's the problem. He kind of likes science, but like in a bad way, you know, he's like, he likes like fake science, like fucking, like, I feel like he's really into, oh, what's the word? Eugenics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
You know?
I mean, I think, can you ship him with Mr. Sinister?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it's, again, bad for the world, right? But, like, really, really, really awful for the world.
Really, like, awful.
Because they would be, like, ruthlessly efficient at scientifically dividing the population and then like targeting genetic weaknesses. It would be awful.
Really? Are you saying Trask and Mr. Sinister? Are you saying
No.
You're saying
boy.
Ross?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think that at least in my headspace of Ross, part of his deal is he's like pro-human, but his shittiness has made him not a human anymore. So yeah. What does he look like in a functional relationship? I don't think he knows how to love someone.
He doesn't. I think he just like fucks a sentinel.
Oh, okay. I could be into that. Like in some kind of like ultimate universe where like he is secretly like going to sentinel prostitutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He builds a sentinel, full size one with a brothel inside of it. Has smaller sentinels.
With the smaller ones inside, yeah.
Yep. He's the only organic matter in the whole thing.
Like the smaller gray ones are inside of a big purple one.
Yep.
That's pretty good. So is this as Thaddeus Ross is the Red Hulk or just like as a man?
I think this is as a man. I feel like maybe once he's hulking, I guess I don't know, does he evolve emotionally?
No. Okay. I mean, he uses the Red Hulk as just like a weapon. He uses it the same way that he like manipulates regular Hulk.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I think fucking robot prostitutes is probably the happiest I could imagine him.
Look, they're getting money, those robots, right? Hopefully.
Oh.
Yeah.
Make that cash.
Interesting. I guess he can bring cash. What do they do with it? I mean, they're robots, right? They're sentinels are not sentient beings, are they?
Well, I think no. I don't
tip my fucking fleshlight is my point.
Whoa,
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, but you wash it and take care of it.
I do that. Yeah.
Wait, so I'm sorry. You're saying that he engages in aftercare with these robots?
No, he pays them to get it done.
That's what the money is for.
Oh my God. Okay, can I put forth another unshippable? I think I've mentioned this person. Maybe we've shipped them with someone. MODOK. I think MODOK is one of the most disgusting fucking beings. I
so,
hate MODOK.
So, so gross. And this may be... MODOK, I think, is far more evil, and I'm also stepping outside of Marvel's. But is there a world where MODOK and Krang from the Ninja Turtles can have something, both being large-headed, depending on their intellect to overcome people's biases of their physical appearance to band together and destroy the world?
I mean, maybe you're not remembering what MODOK stands for. He's designed only for killing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Krang...
Is there a being, and I could just, I'm sure I'm just forgetting, that's like superpower is that they can't die. Like, I don't want to hook MODOK up with like the cheerleader from Heroes, but if I have to, I will.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But somebody who he could just keep killing and they could keep coming back.
Oh, okay, maybe those like people from the old guard.
What about,
that's
what
so
about,
disgusting.
What about MODOK and Deadpool?
Yeah, Deadpool could just keep dying over and over again.
And I think Deadpool could put up with MODOK. Like, Deadpool could... Because he's kind of got a whole interior... I don't know if you know about Deadpool. He has, like, an interior life that's really rich.
Mm-hmm.
so, I think, he could let MODOK kill him and feel like he's helping somebody.
Also, I feel like he's, like, doing it for shits and gigs, too.
Yeah, I think he would find it funny. He would find... The singular gold nature of MODOK, Deadpool would find that funny. So they could hang out. That's okay.
Ugh. I have another person that I have questions about.
Okay.
This is a little... Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce this. John Cronton?
I don't know what that is.
I don't... What is that? What? Is this going to be something gross when I Google it?
No. It's just funny because all of you guys were like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know what it is.
So John Cronton is the creator of the Doomsday Man. And he basically... wanted to, he made the Doomsday Man to steal the cobalt bomb and blackmail the USA. This is a Silver Surfer story.
Okay.
And I believe, I think that people are going to maybe argue, because this is a pretty deep cut, and I don't, I'm not, you know, I'm not a John Cronton extraordinaire.
Oh, Dr. Cronton.
Yeah, I'm sorry. John, if you're nasty.
I know him as Doctor.
Oh, he's got a nice widow's peak.
Really intense widow's peak. Yeah, he's... basically, I believe that he... Hold on, let me see if I can pull up his fandom page. Okay.
I mean, I think I ship him with his death, right? Like, being killed by the Doomsday Man?
Yeah.
Like, that's his ultimate.
Well, yeah, because he also did it, right, I believe, to be like, look, I'm saving the world from the cobalt bomb. Like, he, he like, is a very, you know, narcissistic little dweeb. But this was such a deep, deep cut. I guess, yeah, with his death, with his ultimate, like, falling into the cobalt bomb or whatever the fuck happened to him.
Well, hold on. If he's, like, trying to save the world, right, or thinks he is, and creating a Doomsday Man, and is, like, so full of himself that, like, my Doomsday Man is going to save the world, wouldn't he be the perfect fit for Reed Richards?
Ew. Yeah.
All right. How do we feel about Reed Richards as a crew?
I think he's evil. He's, like, one of the most evil people in the world.
Yeah. That's my read on him too. That the like Ultimate Universe version of him like got it right. What is it? Is his code name like the Maker or something like that?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna look it up. Ultimate Reed Richards.
I always think of I get him honestly confused with Mr. Incredible from Venture Brothers in my head.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always picture. That horrible family.
But I mean, that's a pretty fair read on Reed.
Ha ha
ha ha!
Yeah, it's the ultimate Reed Richards is codenamed the Maker, and he wears like a terrifying helmet with like one big eye in the center of it.
And okay. You know, he like just one day he was like, "I'm the Maker," and everyone's like, "Reed," and he's like, "No, no, no,
no, the Maker,
the Maker."
At what point does that become like normal among superhero cliques? Like you just show up and you never know when you're going to show up to brunch and, you know, all your friends have different names.
And yeah. Different outfits.
It's like, oh, you're wearing black today, so you're the Maker now? Okay.
Yeah, or like, yeah, you show up and you're like, I did not know that we were doing a suits day. Everyone's like wearing their capes and shit.
That would be so embarrassing.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine showing up
like in a sundress?
Yeah. And everyone else is in their tights and you're like, oh my
God. Oh shit. Do you go home and change then?
I think, yeah.
Well, do they know I guess they must know your alter
your alias?
Ego. If not, you would just pretend like you're a bystander.
Yeah. Ah! Like, oh, look at the Avengers.
Like you're a fan or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, Professor Hulk would wink at you because he knows everything.
He knows, but you don't mind.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Okay, well, those were my two.
Those are great, Kelly.
Thank you.
Do you have any unshippables, Colin?
It's hard to say because I'm... No.
It's okay.
it's hard to say. No.
We've talked a lot of permutations of both canon and non-canon Marvel ships. There was a whole tournament about it. So, like... I feel like we've exhausted all of talking about all of the mainstream people and all of the mainstream permutations, at least as far as MCU goes.
Well, I want to bring up one of the Please. Mainstream MCU and just pose as like, is there ever really a point in this character's journey where it is healthy for the other party to ship him with anyone? And that's Thor.
Interesting.
Wait, what?
Why?
Thor, yes. So
there is a canon romantic ship in what?
Yeah, I know.
You don't think it's healthy for Natalie Portman?
Yes, that's right.
To date him in what's the second one called?
The Dark World. Yeah, I don't think because he just like vanishes for like a long time, and then like
he kind of has like his priorities are really fucked.
Yeah.
The whole movie is he prioritizes her and he comes to her and he like they're together at the end. That's the movie is he chooses the relationship.
After having been away for so long. And then, wait, he doesn't, like, choose the relationship over anything else, right? He just, like, comes back in, like, a post-credit sequence. It's not
right,
even, like...
It's not like... It's not like they're like, you have to either be king of... Why is the name slipping me?
Asgard.
You either have to be king of Asgard or go be with her. Is it?
I thought the kind of ending is. When movie, he brings her home, yeah. People are not jazzed about it.
Oh, they're not into it.
They don't like a human being around.
I mean, I always feel like his stakes are happening on a level that is, like, so outside of anyone that he would be romantically involved with that, like, it just doesn't make sense for him to be shipped with anyone else. Like, in Infinity War, when he's, like, on his own, like, weird separate mission in space, like, no one else can even really relate to what's happening there. I just don't know that you can ship him with anyone.
I think that in... Certainly in Endgame, he's broken.
Yeah.
And in Infinity, like, from the moment... I'm trying to, like, put all of the movies in order in my head. I mean, I think that once his dad dies and he is tricked... I feel like by Ragnarok, he's not shippable because he's going through some shit.
You know who's, like, the only person that really understands stuff that he's gone through?
I do, but I don't... Want
yeah, you don't.
To,
you don't like.
I don't.
It.
Yeah,
you don't want it.
We've gotten actually, so far without having to.
Okay. Can I pose someone else other than Loki then?
Okay.
I had a feeling it was going to be Sestual.
Is it going to be? Is it going to be someone? But then it turns out it was Loki the whole time.
No. Wow. Thank you for giving me that idea. No. So you know who? And it's interesting because they do have interactions and it's mostly comical, but I think that this person. While not a full god, although is Thor's full god, right? Or is he half?
I mean, if we're talking MCU, no, he'd be full.
He's full. Okay. Yeah. So now this person, while not full god themselves, has gone on kind of like alone adventures in space while being part of an ensemble. Mm. And that's Peter Quill.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Captain Marvel.
Oh,
and I thought you were going to say Silver Surfer.
Oh. Silver Surfer is very weird to
Peter
me. Silver, I don't think I understand Silver Surfer.
Have you read the Dan Slott run?
No.
It's so fucking good. And
okay,
like,
let me write it down. Hold on.
It is Ship City. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because all I know of Silver Surfer is like random shit and then like what's been in movies and that's unfair.
Right. No, that's no good for Silver Surfer, but the Dan Slott, I can't think of the who drew it, but it's really fucking good. And it's just like Silver Surfer pairs up with an Earth girl named Dawn, and they like have adventures in the cosmos together. It's amazing.
It's very like the good stuff from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wait, so I'm sorry, Dan Slott, Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Cool. Putting it in my little list.
I think that Thor really, I don't want to call it fetishizes, but he has a lot of, he likes Earth stuff.
He does.
I don't think he's really that attracted to the alien.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I think he and like, I mean, you could just like pair him off with some other Asgardian, I guess.
Or what about someone that's just like so far removed that like the things that this person experiences are so just like separate, like they just, it's like you know, if someone's like a grip that dates like I'm trying to think of like people that are just like in different worlds, you know what I mean, but
yeah,
the
sure.
same industry.
Oh, okay.
So like a grip that dates like a post-production music person, right? So they're like different worlds, but same. So like maybe like Maria Hill, like someone that's like doing their own thing, but like, and they're just like, you know what? I don't ever understand your stuff, but like, that's fine. We have what we have.
Oh, I don't hate that at all.
It doesn't have to be specifically Maria Hill, but like someone that's like very, very mundane.
Yeah. And I think, and I'm not trying to relitigate Jane and Thor.
Oh, please, by all means.
But I think and this is, I feel like something exists in fanfic, but not the, I think because they couldn't afford Natalie Portman enough. But like, Natalie, the Jane, MCU Jane, joins like the scientist world.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes.
which then is like, which is like Bruce Banner kind of half the time because he has other stuff where he's a Hulk. But like, so it's like she joins like the science crew.
Sorry, guys, I got to go do a Hulk thing.
I got to do it. And she's like, yeah, I get it. It's like, so I think that could give you those two things where they both are like on totally separate missions, but for the same cause.
Yeah.
And then see each other sometimes.
Yeah. So, I don't hate him with Jane. I don't. I have not seen all of Dark World, so maybe.
It's tough. That is a tough movie to not fall asleep during.
Yeah.
It's hard. Or I just get distracted, or like I end up like, I'm like, literally, this is really weird, but like I'll be like washing dishes and I'm literally paying more attention to the dishes than the movie. And then I'm like, uh-oh, things happen. I don't know. Now they're here.
Well, and it's interesting. You were talking about how the problem with Thor and Jane is like his priorities. Like even in that, there's so much for them that they could work on in their relationship. Like there's a lot set up that they need to deal with. But the only interesting thing about that movie is his relationship with Loki. And ultimately, like that becomes the driving force of the plot is him trying to figure out what his relationship with his brother is. So,
is there some good Loki stuff in that movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that in.
I mean, it's good, but it's also, hey, guess what? Did you know that Loki's tricky?
Yeah, he's kind of mischievous in this one. I don't know if that bugs you.
Oh, that doesn't seem very like on track for him.
Yeah. He's a good trick boy. Mm-hmm. Also, he turns into Captain America at one point.
Yeah, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
Okay, I've got one, but I really, you guys might be able to come up with something. And I'm thinking more MCU because that's where I've spent more of my time.
Okay.
But Ultron.
I was going to say Ultron.
I was going to do Ultron. I was going to do Ultron too. Ah.
Like, is there somebody who lives to serve that would be good with him? Who would, like, be really happy to be with somebody who's a megalomaniac? Like, I'm thinking, like, a Smee to his Captain Hook.
See, I almost feel like what Ultron needs is not someone to be subservient to him because he just makes like more little Ultron robots, right?
Right.
Oh, true. He's got that.
He maybe needs someone who can amplify his like world takeover tendencies to like a galactic scale. Mm-hmm. I think I ship him with Brainiac from the DC universe.
Interesting. Okay.
Because Brainiac's like mostly robot anyway. Also a brain. Mm-hmm. So maybe we ship him with Krang. I don't know. And, you know, so like Ultron takes over Earth, replaces all humans with robots. And then like Brainiac comes to like, you know, catalog planet Earth or whatever. And is like, oh, someone's already got this place well under control. I'm going to scoop him up and we're going to take over other planets together.
Oh, and you know what? Talking of brains traveling to Earth and destroying all humans, what about Bender from Futurama? Do you think Ultron and Bender could get along?
Ugh. Wow. Okay. I don't think Ultron...
I'm just doing a little jig. Listen to you guys fucking breathe into your mics with disappointment.
I was wheezing with laughter, Colin. I love this.
I was this is a horrible. Little disgusted. I was a little.
Ultron's an asshole. He's not like, and not in the same way Bender is. They would just not get it. There's no simpatico there.
Okay, can I suggest someone? And this is purely based on just how insane this person looks in pictures.
Great.
Please.
Count Nefaria?
I have to look that up.
From where?
From Marvel, right?
Yeah, first appearance is Avengers number 13.
Kelly's going for some deep damn cuts.
I'm
here.
Just like, you need to look at how insane this man looks. This man.
Okay.
Oh, he's a wealthy Italian aristocrat and traditionalist.
Yeah. Okay, so we're getting some like borderline World War II vibes.
Borderline. I think this is like straight up.
I think he's straight up. What's the Axis of Evil? He's
he is in the Axis of Evil.
You know who's very hot that doesn't get enough play?
Madam S.
Are you going to say Mussolini?
You know what? Nothing hotter than those trains running on time, y'all. No.
Facts.
Ronan. Ronan is so hot.
Okay.
Ronan the Accuser. Mouth.
Yeah.
A little drippy mouth thing going on.
I just feel like he's very confident.
He is. And look, no one swings that accuser's hammer like Ronan. And I know that Captain Marvel recently became an accuser and wields the hammer in the comics. I know this. Sure. No, I agree. I mean, Lee Pace is a babe.
That was really defensive.
I got Kelly, I hate to nag, but...
You don't like him?
I'm not feeling him.
You don't feel
him? The like nun hat, the Juggalo makeup. Yeah. It's
good.
Wait.
Okay.
Nun hat, Juggalo makeup.
Nun hat. Hold on. I think I'm looking at different pictures. Because I'm seeing more like a gimp suit with knives.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.